very grateful for all the votes. It's always an exciting time of the year. Being selected by the fans is a really cool thing, and appreciate the opportunity and looking forward to it.
What's it like going? Now, this will be your third time going. You look in the history of Giants, the whole franchise. Walker Cooper in the 40s, he could hit pretty well, like you. Harry the Horse Danning, it was in the 30s. But what's it like to be there for those days and to have the Giant uniform on?
Well, there's a lot of pride in wearing the Giant uniform, I think, especially for what we've been able to accomplish in the last 5 years. But like you mentioned, it's a storied franchise organization, and I think it's important to remember that and the way you carry yourself.
All right. Now, I've always been interested in how you catch a pitcher who is on the other team. And, a rival. Let's say you got to catch Scherzer or Kershaw and all that. How do you do it?
Yeah, it can be a little nerve-wracking at times because obviously those guys have great stuff. Just really, I think dialogue's important before you go out there. Kind of ask those guys how they want to work, and then have somewhat of an idea of what they're featuring from facing them. You know, when I'm batting, and maybe try to pick a little something up while I'm back there catching.
Do they listen to you?
No, I'm listening to them. Those guys are out there for an inning, maybe two max, and they're pretty fun.
You know, it's funny. Of course, you have Brandon Crawford going, Joe Panik going, you're going, and Bumgarner's going. Wouldn't it be nice if you all were on the field at the same time? But you should be able to do that.
That would be nice. Don't know if that'll happen, but you never know.
Yeah, that would be good. What's the best part of the few days there? Something, the memories that you take from the other two?
I really, for me, it's getting a chance to spend even just a few minutes with some of the players that you normally don't get to spend time with. And it's cliche, but the fans make it fun. If they don't show up, it's not an event. So I'm appreciative of their support there.
Now, you hit well in this park. We know the Leto sign, and you know where you hit the home runs. You jokingly said, all right, I could be in the home run derby.
Jokingly. I'm not sure my BP swing is necessarily built for the home run derby. But if I had the opportunity, it'd be a tough call.
I want to say something about your swing. It looks to me like you're pulling it more. You got explosion coming off the bat, not going up the middle to right field. I always said, if you want to hit 400, you could do it going up the middle. But have you sort of tried to hit the ball out a little more?
No. Actually, really my mindset's, I try to stay opposite of that. It's really just try to hit the ball hard. For me, I feel like personally when I try to hit the ball out of the ballpark, my swing becomes long. I tend to pull off the ball. And as you've probably noticed over the years, defensive alignments have gotten so much smarter that a lot of times teams will play me the second baseman right up the middle, which, I hit the ball up the middle a lot. So I have to make an adjustment there, and second base sometimes can be wide open, but it's part of the game, right? It's all about making adjustments.
All right, last thought for you. And this game means something. And look, you guys get to the World Series. It's nice to have home field advantage. It's a big deal. How do you feel about that as a player? Because, look, you're going with 35 other people, coming in and out of the game, the whirlwind, but it does mean something.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I'm not necessarily crazy about it. I feel like the team that has the best regular season should probably be rewarded. But again, this is what we have right now, and you have to take it seriously. We've been the benefactor of it two times, and then obviously last year didn't have a home field advantage. And going back into Kansas City and trying to win one out of two there was pretty daunting, and fortunately we're able to do it.
All right. Thanks for taking the time, and congratulations.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. More coming up on KBR 680, the Sports Leader.